Welcome to Jack Haley's Log Cabin Jamboree.
Welcome to Log Cabin Jamboree. Welcome to our weekly jubilee. Don't be a stranger, we want you to be a member of Log Cabin Jamboree. Here we are again, happy as can be. All good friends and jolly good company. La-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-di-dee. All good friends and jolly good company.
The Love Cabin Jamboree, brought to you by the makers of Love Cabin Syrup, America's largest selling fine table syrup with that rich, real maple flavor to give your pancakes, waffles, and all such foods that final touch of deliciousness. Love Cabin is a smooth blend of three fine sugars, Canadian maple, Vermont maple, and pure southern cane, combined to give Love Cabin its unique tang and mellowness. Try Love Cabin real soon on your pancakes and waffles. Taste the difference Love Cabin Syrup makes in them.
All good friends and jolly good
Barber, barber, have you any shears? Jack Haley's hair is over his ears. Barber, barber, bring your clips, but don't be disappointed. Haley never tips. And here he comes now, Jack Haley.
Thank you. I heard that, Warren. Are you inferring that I need a haircut?
Well, yes.
Let me tell you, Warren, long hair is becoming to me.
Becoming is right. In another week, it'll be coming down to your knees.
Is that so? Well, you can kid all you want, Warren. Look at Johnny Weissmuller. He has long hair, and it doesn't interfere with his swimming ability. Why, he can make 100 yards in record time.
That's nothing, Jack. I have a cat that has short hair, and he can make 200 yards in no time.
200 yards. That may be so, Warren. Hello?
Mr. Haley, listen to your program. Somebody say you need barber. So, me come give you a haircut.
Well, how much you charge for a haircut?
Me charge $4.
$4 for a haircut?
Yeah, me China clipper.
So that's why you don't want to get a haircut, Jack. It's the price that bothers
you. Now, get this straight, Warren. It's not the price of the haircut that matters.
Oh, Jack, don't you let anyone kid you. Your hair looks stunning. It looks lovely.
Oh, really, Wendy?
Yeah. By the way, would you lend me a hairpin?
Why, certainly. What?
Jack, I'm only kidding. I think you look very dignified. Just like a member of the House.
Oh, the House of Representatives?
No, the House of David.
House of David? Well, that's phony. Hello?
Mr. Haley, I've been listening to them kid you about needing a haircut.
Yes?
Well, there's nothing wrong with going around with a long growth hair. In fact, I think it's very manly.
Well, there's one loyal fan of mine. Thank you. By the way, who are you?
Oh, I'm the bearded lady. Whoa!
Oh, look, Jack. Jack, why don't you avoid all this argument and go and get a haircut?
I will, Warren, but I have to... Come in. Come in. Two doors. Oh, the twins. Can I help you, gentlemen?
Mr. Haley, don't let anyone ever kid you about your hair. Long hair is a sign of strength. Long hair is a sign of health. Long hair is a sign of beauty.
Thank you, and who may you gentlemen be?
The Smith Brothers.
Sounds more like Sean Lee. How do you like that? Now I got double trouble.
Oh, boy, am I exhausted. And do you need a haircut?
Now, listen, Ted, get this straight. I've taken enough kidding about needing a haircut. I don't want to hear any more about it.
All right, Jack, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I'll talk about something else.
Good.
How about you and me going to a movie? You know, there's a swell picture at the Bijou.
Bijou? Fine, Ted, we'll go. What's the name of the picture?
I don't know, but they say it's a hair raiser.
Now, wait a minute. Ted, I warn you. I'm getting angrier every second. Now, I don't want anybody on this program mentioning another word about hair. Am I needing a haircut?
Well, can I tell you where I'm going tomorrow?
I don't care where you're going tomorrow.
Well, I just wanted to tell you I'm going to Mount Baldy.
Mount Baldy? Ted, you're only here for one reason, and that's to play the music.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Well, go ahead and play. What are you going to play?
The Barber of Seville.
That finishes it. I'm going to Pasadena and get my hair cut right away.
it's the best man in the land.
You can hear a bugle call like you never heard before.
It's good at the best man in the land. Honey, honey, man, come along, come along. Let me take you by the hand to meet the man, to meet the man. He's the best man in the land, yeah, man. If you want to hear the Swanee River play in ragged swing time, come on and hear Alexander's ragtime band.
I'm glad that I got a lift with you, mister, especially in a car like this with a radio in it.
Yep.
You know, what you just heard was Ted Fiorita playing Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Yep.
I'm on that program, too, you know. I just left the studio because I had a little argument with the cast. So I came to Pasadena to look for Barbara.
Yep.
This is Pasadena, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, let me out here, will you, please?
Yep.
Well, thanks for the lift.
Yep.
Say, can't you say anything else but yep?
Yep.
Would you like to have a couple of tickets to see my broadcast next week?
Nope.
Let's see. I go to the barber shop once every 6 months. I forget where it is. Let's see. Oh, I'll ask this man. Hey, buddy.
Yes, sir?
Do you know where Oscar's barber shop is?
Oh, he closed a few months ago.
Well, is there another barber shop around here?
Yeah, there's a Greek who owns a barber shop around the corner.
Well, how do I get there?
Go straight ahead until you come to the hospital, then walk in. It's in the basement.
In the basement of a hospital? Isn't that a funny place for a barber shop?
Well, the barber shop was there first, and the hospital grew around it.
Oh. Does the barber get business from the hospital?
No, but the hospital gets plenty of business from the barber.
Thanks, fella. Here it is. I'll go in.
Oh, ow! Oh, ow! Welcome to the Acidophilus' Barber College.
College?
Yes, sir, we even got the college here. He's going like this. Chop him up, scrape his jaw, slap a towel on his face, and leave it raw, raw, raw.
That's the first time I ever heard of a barber college with a tear.
Say, kid, that's nothing. You know, we even got a theme song.
A theme song?
Yes, sir, that's hot stuff, you know.
What is it?
By me, Biff to shave.
Well, I certainly came to the right place for a haircut.
Say, listen, kid, you like me to trim you now, or should I clip you later?
That's what I'm afraid of. Say, are you the same barber that cut my hair the last time?
How should I know? I've only been working here 7 years.
Come on,
kid. Let me cut your head off. I'll cut off your hair.
Well, I might as well take a haircut.
Well, how do you like to have it, with or without?
With or without what?
That's for you to decide. Oh, oi! Ow!
Hey, those three guys that are getting shaved keep hollering. How about the fourth guy? Why isn't he hollering?
He's under ether.
Calling Acidophilus the barber. Calling Acidophilus the barber. Close your shop for the day. All hospital rooms are filled. That is all.
Barber, how about a haircut to suit my personality?
Your personality? Oh, then that's a little off on top.
Come on. Get going with the haircut.
Okay, kid. Here goes. Dracula. Frankenstein. Wait. Dracula. What? Dracula.
Hey,
Frankenstein.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you scaring me for?
Well, you see, that makes your hair stand up, and it's much easier for me to cut.
Now, listen, Barbara.
Oh! Ow! Oi! Come on, kid. Lay down. I got to give you a shave now.
Oh. Oh. Wait a minute. Why don't you put some soap on my face?
Oh, you got to put on soap first?
Oh. Hey, you're crazy. Let me up. I want to get out of here.
Oh, no, you don't. I started you, and I'm going to finish you. Come on, kid. Lay down.
But I don't want to shave.
Then I got to give you a massage.
Do you think I need it? I mean, will a mud pack improve my look?
Sure, as long as you keep it on your face.
Now, I don't want a massage.
Well, you've got to take something. Listen, kid. Let me put this special mixture of mine on your face. Hold still.
Oh. What are you doing? Take that sticky stuff off. I don't like that sticky stuff. Take it off.
That's Log Cabin Syrup.
Log Cabin Syrup? Oh, that's so refreshing.
Got my mind on music. When I think of music, I think of love. When I think of love, oh, I gotta think of you. Got my mind on music. When I think of music and sweet romancing, I think of dancing, and oh, I gotta dance with you. Got my mind on rhythm, and when I hear an orchestra play, I'm ready to throw me away, and to make it complete, my heart is beating with a rumba beat. Got my mind on music. When I think of music, I think of love. When I think of love, I'm snapping my fingers, tapping my toes, walking along and humming a song, and sort of kind of riding high. Oh me, oh my, I feel that rhythm's in season, and this is the reason why I've got my mind on music. For when I think of music and sweet romance, and I think of dancing, and oh, I gotta dance with you. Got my mind on rhythm, and when I hear an orchestra play, I'm ready to throw me away, and you make it complete. My heart is beating with a rumba beat. Oh, runny me papa, bama make it rida. Runny me papa, mama make it rida. Runny me papa, fati onko bano. Runny me papa, bama dame, dame. Got my mind on music. When I think of music, I think of love. When I think of love, oh, what can I do? Got my mind on music, on love, and you.
That was Virginia Vell saying, got my mind on music. Yes, folks, I'm back in the studio from Pasadena. And now Warren Hull.
Thank you, Jack. Friends, this is usually the time when I have something to say about Log Cabin Syrup myself. But tonight, Jack Haley wants to have a word with you about it. All right, Jack.
Thanks, Warren. Friends, I'm going to drop my mask of funster and quip surveyor long enough to tell you how much my little gang and I here on the Log Cabin Show appreciate your letters of encouragement. You've been swell to us, and we do appreciate it. Our first purpose is to give you the best we can in entertainment. And naturally, our second purpose is to acquaint you with Log Cabin Syrup. Now, I'm not much of a salesman. I never could sell anything. But I am sincere. So when I say Log Cabin Syrup is the finest table syrup you've ever tasted, you can believe me. Won't you try it so I can prove I'm right? Thanks. Well, Warren.
Thanks, Jack. Friends, there doesn't seem to be much I need to add to what Jack Haley has just said, except perhaps to remind you that the reason why Log Cabin is America's largest selling fine table syrup is because it's a smooth blend of three fine sugars. Canadian maple to give it tang and richness, Vermont maple to lend mellowness, and pure southern cane to give Log Cabin its perfect consistency. So why not start off tomorrow with a grand pancake or waffle breakfast, topped off with Log Cabin syrup. Grocers and delicatessen stores everywhere, including yours and your neighborhood, feature Log Cabin syrup.
Oh, Virginia. Virginia, come here a minute.
Yes, Jack?
See, you look nice tonight.
Oh, thanks.
You know, I don't know. You always look so young and fresh. You look like a little girl.
Flatterer. I'm at the miss age. You know, there's seven ages of women.
I know that.
Well, what are they?
Well, let's see. Seven ages of women. Oh, there's the baby, the little girl, the miss, then young woman, young woman, young woman, young woman. But, listen, baby.
Hey, did you call me baby?
Sure. I could call you scintillating, fascinating, or devastating, but I'd rather call you baby. I know a few high-toned phrases, it's true, but when I talk to you, my vocabulary becomes contrary.
When you call me so hypnotic, so chaotic, and exotic, I'd rather hear you call me baby. But you're not remiss when you call me names like this. Super colossal, stupendous, divine, my fill, my bill, the size, the time. But why don't you swing on down the line with simple words that show your mind, like you're the top, you're the
the Coliseum. You're the top. Then you're the Louvre Museum.
I could say yes, sir. That's my baby. Yes, sir. Don't mean maybe. Yes, sir. You're my baby now. But when I call you consequential, influential, and essential, I would rather call you baby.
Well, there's still one way to please. Jack, you could even call me names like these. Wellington, so sublime.
My big heart beat and my big time.
Don't you feel the collapse?
Your heart's a terrific, your extraordinary baby, you're for me.
Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, pardon me, folks. Hello?
Hey, Mr. Haney. This is Dr. Duffin of the barbershop.
Now, wait a minute. You think you're going to get me into your hands again? You're crazy.
No, it's not that, Mr. Haley. You remember the fellow who was sitting in the fourth chair getting a haircut?
You mean the one you had to give the ether to?
Yeah, that's the one. Well, we're in trouble. You see, the ether is wearing off.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Please tell one of your fairyland stories. Oh, ow! Oi!
Well, to relieve the suffering of a fellow man, I'll tell one of my fairyland stories. Now, I'll tell the story of Horatio Ponco Villa Haley. This is a story of a country where the bull throwers are matadors in the arena and not centadors in the capital. The story opens as Ponco, with a smile on his face, is crouched in a dimly lighted alley. His men are gathered around him. The atmosphere is still filled with silence. Awe. Amazing. Caramba, caramba. Line the 10 of them up against the wall. This time I will get them all with one shot. Send back everybody.
Is your hand steady, Ponco?
Si, si. One shot and watch them all fall down.
you are the best shot in this country.
Yes, si, si. Here it goes. One, two, three. Still the best bowler in this country. Set him up in the next alley, boys.
Ponco, you are a great man. The whole world salutes you.
Yes, but I am tired. Fighting, fighting every day. This month alone, I've got to fight 29 battles. One for each day.
But, Ponco, this is February. There are only 28 days in this month.
On Washington's birthday, we have a doubleheader. Buenas noches, amigos. Come in.
Buenos dias, senor.
What's the trouble, amigo? Are you tired?
No, I am breathing on my eyeglasses so I can wipe them off.
Why do you make such a spectacle of yourself?
So I can see, see.
So you can see, see. Yeah.
Tell me, are you the great General Franco Villa?
It's not Villa. It's Villa. The L, she is pronounced like the Y. It is Franco Villa. Now, what do you want?
I am a soldier from the militia. We are starting a revolution, and we want you to yield us.
You want me to yield you?
If you
want me to yield you, eh? Well, yeah. All right, I'll yield you.
If you don't, we are yours.
What?
I say if you don't, we are yours.
How do you like that? If you want me to yield you, you have to pay me tiente. How much you pay?
5 million pesos.
5 million pesos? In American money? How much is that in American money?
$1.50.
Ah, your Spanish, it is terrible. I will teach you how to hablo. Spanish correctly. Yeah. Repeat after me. Hablo.
Hablo.
Wait a minute. Have you been eating garlic?
Yes.
Then hablo the other way. So you want me to help with the revolution?
Yes, El Capitan. The poor people, when they go to bed, they do not know where they will wake up the next morning.
Why is that?
They live in trailers.
Very good. In that case, I will call the new governor on the telephone and ask him to help. Operator.
Yes?
Operator, give me Santa Anita. 2-2 and 2 to show. I want to speak to Governor La Brea.
I'm sorry, that has been changed.
Change day. What is it now?
Governor La Crescenta.
All right, then. Get me Governor La Crescenta.
I'm sorry. I cannot get you Governor La Crescenta.
Why? Has his number been plugged?
No, but he has.
I will go to the Capitol and become governor myself. Come in.
My lovely Chiquita.
You are so beautiful. Come to Pancho and make with him the great love, senorita.
I am a senor.
Who cares how you sleep? Come, give me a kiss.
Oh, Pancho, how you kiss. Where did you learn to pucker your lips so beautifully?
Do not forget, for 6 years I was a lemon taster. Chiquita, I must go now.
Adios, Pancho, but be very careful. Do not go and visit that senorita Pepita on the way.
Oh, no, I'm through with her. Last time I go away, I see a man sneak into her house and bring her presents.
Santa Maria.
No, Santa Claus. I think I go now, amigo.
Who go? You go, amigo?
Yes, me go, amigo.
Ah, amigo, where you go, amigo?
From the picture of the same name. Are you ready? Come in. Ah, it is Pedro, the spy. What have you found out, Pedro?
Franco, the enemy knows nothing of your plans.
Do they know I'm getting my men ready for battle?
No.
Do they know we start the revolution?
No.
Do they know we march on to Mexico City today?
No.
Then nobody knows what I'm going to do.
No, but you and I do, don't we?
Panko, they're shooting at the border. They're shooting at the border.
What is it, a revolution?
No, he won't pay his rent.
Come in.
Panko, there is much trouble.
What is it, Antonio?
Oh, there is trouble in the whole country.
What happened?
Peace has broken out.
Well, I see my caballeros already. Hey, Antonio.
Hey, Panko.
We go now. Sound the trumpet. Remind me to kill that Mr. Shane later. Are you ready, amigos?
Viva Vida! Viva Vida! Viva! Viva Vida! Viva Vida!
All right, we go. Hoo-hoo. Let me see. We are near the crossroads. I think we go to Mexico City by the gully. It is quicker.
No, Panko. I think we should go by the ravine.
Okay, we go by the ravine, by gully.
Panko, there is a man on foot.
Ho, ho! Well, it's only a peasant. Wait, I speak to him.
Panko, can you spare a nickel for a cup of coffee?
Who are you?
Me, Don.
Don Jose?
No, Don and out.
There you are, Don.
Thank you.
Get up.
Get up. Get up.
Hey, hoo-hoo-hoo, caballeros. Here we are at the palace. Keep very quiet. I will sneak in here and get the governor. And if I need you, I will fire 3 times. Then I go in there. Open this door here. Sit where you are. Pardon the intrusion, senor. I can tell by your dignified appearance that you are El Governor. Are you Don Renzi, Don Gonzalez, Don Joseo, Don Lavico, Don Pedro?
I am Don Amici.
You know who I am?
Oh, sure. You are Panko.
Not Panko. To everyone, I am Panko with a P-A.
Well, to me, you are Panko with a P-U.
Be careful how you talk to me. I ask you questions. Do you speak Spanish?
Si.
Are you happy here?
Si.
Are you a government man?
Am I a government man? Si.
What are your duties?
Oh, I'm in charge of war, tech, store, tech, sales, tech, capitex, reports, deports, imports, exports, warfare, fanfare, scarfare, bill affairs, trains, and planes. Also gold mines, steam mines, lead mines, salt mines, sailors, mailers, bailers, and jailers, steamboats, sailboats, rowboats, motorboats, docks, rocks, and blocks. 9 points if you can get it, and I got it, me or mine.
Cranberries and Wendy berries. That was a good speech.
Thank you.
What were you doing before you became the governor?
Oh, I worked on a Texas farm, but I quit.
What happened?
They called a sit-down strike.
I don't get the point.
I did.
Franco, Franco! We caught these two men spying in front of the palace.
Caramba, this is the last straw. Blindfold them and stand them in front of the firing squad.
Just a second. You don't expect me to stand here and watch my men shot down like dirt?
What are you going to do about it?
I'm asking you.
You're right, amigo. You think you can fool with me? We blindfold and shoot you, too. Grab him, Caballero. Now, my three. Relax.
All right.
Now, my three prisoners, what you got to say before we shoot you down like dogs?
Oh, oh, boy.
You know, we've been telling you about Log Cabin Syrup and what a treat its rich, real maple flavor makes of your pancakes and waffles, your hot biscuits, French toast, and other similar foods. And, of course, Log Cabin is the largest-selling fine table syrup in America. But don't forget, Log Cabin has many other uses in icings and fillings for candy. And, for example, try a Log Cabin Maple Sundae, vanilla ice cream with Log Cabin poured over it. It's a great treat for grown-ups and children, too. And speaking of children, here's a suggestion for parties. Log Cabin popcorn balls. Let the youngsters have the fun of helping you make them. To make a dozen, here's all you do. Pop about 3 quarts of corn, boil up 2 cupfuls of Log Cabin syrup with a pinch of salt added. Cook the syrup until it hardens a little when you drop a bit in cold water. And then pour over the corn, mix it thoroughly, pat the popcorn into shape, and set to cool. It's as easy as that. But be sure to use Log Cabin syrup for that real maple flavor. So, phone your grocer or delicatessen store for Log Cabin syrup just as soon as this program is over.
This is Jack Haley, your man Saturday, asking you to be my pal Sunday by using Log Cabin syrup on your pancakes and waffles. So, good night from Wendy Barry, Virginia Verrill, Warren Hull, and Ted Fiorito. Until next week. When again you'll be...
Welcome to Log Cabin Jamboree. Welcome to our Christmas Jubilee. Don't be a stranger, we want you to be a member of Log Cabin Jamboree.
Tune in for a full hour of entertainment every Saturday night from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. 1 half hour with, believe it or not, Bob Ripley. And at 8:30, another Log Cabin Jamboree from Hollywood, starring Jack Haley.
The selection, Got My Mind on Music, is from the film Sally, Irene, and Mary. This is the National Broadcasting Company.